Just when you thought American television couldn't stoop any lower, it does. But fear not, brave TV viewers, for once again, the British are coming with new imports that provide evidence that good television is not an oxymoron. Take, for instance, the British series MI5. This is a drama based on the British version of the CIA.
Army bomb disposal teams have confirmed this was a previously unexploded World War II bomb. Repeat, this was not a terrorist incident. Make sure that's the only message getting out. I wanted to cross the board.
MI5's been picked up by the arts and entertainment cable channel A&E, and that's a good thing, says Dallas Observer critic Robert Wolanski, who joins us from, well, Dallas. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Alex.
British television has been a staple on PBS for years, and then the commercial networks picked up, you know, hit shows from Britain, Three's Company, they made a version of that, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Now MI5. What do you like about this show?
You know, it looks a lot like an American show at first glance, but it's really much better than that. Its creator, David Wollstonecraft, really set out to make a show that was like West Wing and a few other things that he really was enamored of. In fact, he came of age watching Hill Street Blues and Moonlighting. But what he's really done, like the Beatles did with Buddy Holly, is he took American art form and did it one up. You know, it's got the split screen of 24. It's got the spy cloak and dagger intrigue of Alias, the walk and talk of West Wing, the self-contained episodes of Law and Order. And it really sort of one-ups all of those things. It's a very grim, very gritty show about people living and dying in this war on terror. And it also is a very clever, thoughtful look at the way the Americans and the British act in the days after September 11th.
I thought we were equal partners.
Oh, we are, which means you don't get to stand around and meanwhile, Tom. You actually have to get off your butt sometimes and do exactly what we tell you.
Robert, I remember the old spy show The Prisoner from Britain and The Avengers, of course. So there's some kind of tradition there.
There is, but this show really sort of reminds me more of things that are currently airing, say, on BBC America, like The Office or Coupling. They all look sort of American. They act sort of American. They're wry. They're sarcastic. They're snotty. They're bitchy. And they're really funny. You know, I think of The Prisoner and The Avengers as being sort of very stiff upper lip kind of thing. This is very casual, very relaxed, and yet at the same time very frenetic and very funny and very interesting.
When you think about British contributions to television, how do you come down on them? These good shows like MI5 and some of the others you've mentioned, or do we blame them for the plague of reality shows that, well, they're popular, but critics anyway seem to just hate them?
Well, there is certainly that. But, you know, British TV also brought us Sanford and Son and All in the Family. I just think British TV has the advantage of having, A, short series runs, 6 to 10 episodes a season. And also that means fewer writers. David Wollstonecraft, for instance, the creator of Spooks, or MI5, got to write a majority of the shows. There's no writing by committee. You know, I look at some of the best American TV, like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which has its roots in the British makeover shows. And then I look at that and thank the BBC and thank British TV for bringing that sensibility to American TV as well.
Critic Robert Wolanski writes for the Dallas Observer and New Times and comes to us from member station KERA in Dallas. This is Day to Day from NPR News.